Welcome to the Villain Rookie Podcast for 25 May 2021. You just brought something up to me off the air that I would never do. I mean, we've talked about this in the past off the air, just on the side, whatever, about taking stuff back, returning things that we've purchased.
Mm-hmm.
And you are way more inclined to do that than I am. And you just mentioned that you once bought a lawnmower, used it once, and didn't like it and took it right back.
Hated it.
I would never have done that.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why.
It's a pretty big investment.
I always just buy whatever I buy, and then if I don't like it, I tend to live with it.
Well, what you're talking about is this goes back well before Greg at Evergreen Power and Little Chute, right? just so we're on record with that.
Okay.
And long before Mrs. Rookie started mowing the lawn. And so this goes back to when we probably first moved into the house, 20 years, when I was probably excited to mow the lawn because it was my first house.
Yeah.
And then said, this is for the birds. It's up to you, Mrs. Rookie, if you want to.
It's your job.
If you want curb appeal, you're going to have to mow the lawn. But anyway, went and I bought a self-propelled mower.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, that's good because then it's easier than pushing because it goes by itself, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference between self-propelled and personal pace. So I went to Sears, got this self-propelled mower, went out and mowed the lawn, and it slowed me down. It didn't go fast enough. I hated it. Absolutely hated it.
I've been there before.
I'm not dealing with this. Mowed the lawn, loaded it back up in the truck, and took it back to Sears. And they took it back no problem. And then got a different one. Okay. I think probably just a push mower then, to be honest with you. Because at that time, I didn't even know there was, like, personal pace.
Okay.
And so...
But you couldn't operate without using the self-propelled?
Yeah, self-propelled, and it just went one pace.
Okay,
I know
what you're talking about. Slower than you walk.
No way I'm dealing with this. And then so eventually fast forward to, you know, Greg and Evergreen Power, Mrs. Rookie takes over and all that stuff, because I'm like every 4 days with the lawn,
I'm doing it.
Mrs. Rookie. I got it. Having learned the lesson of self-propelled, I was nice enough to get Mrs. Rookie personal pace.
Uh-huh.
So it cuts at whatever pace she wants to walk.
Take it back.
Right.
So that's where this all started, about taking stuff back.
But the thing is...
And I don't know if I would have done that.
That's a big ticket item, man. That's a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
You got to take it back if you're not happy. It's funny that you say taking things back. So last night, as an example of not taking something back. I was getting the camper, the glamper, all de-winterized, ready to go for the big weekend, Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
Flushing it out, because nothing like waiting until the last minute,
to
do that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Pretty big project. Let's wait until the last second.
Sure.
And do it. And there's this anode rod you got to put into the water heater. And it takes like
I know what you're talking about.
A 1/116 head on it to screw it in.
Okay.
All right. So I went out to the hardware store, and this is a couple years ago that I did it, and I bought a socket head for it.
Okay.
Problem is, I bought a deep one, so it goes all. It doesn't work. I need one where the head just fits into the socket. The socket would sink in all the way. Yeah. Well, it doesn't work. I didn't take it back. I used it last night, and I'm like, where's that socket thing? Oh, I got this one. Still had the tag on it, little plug. I didn't take it back because it was like $4.
Okay.
So I did. So I got home a couple years ago to use it, realized, bought the wrong one. I need a shallow head, not a deep head.
Gotcha.
But it's only $4. It's not worth my headache getting back in the car, driving back down to the hardware store for my $4. My time and gas is probably worth more than that. But a big ticket item,
yeah.
That sucker's going back.
Okay, interesting. Well, I will say this about returning things. Since I've known you, I've probably returned more stuff.
See, there you go. I should get a percentage.
Maybe.
Cut.
What was the last thing I returned? Oh, I returned something about 2-3 weeks ago. It was, I bought like this... It was at the TJ Maxx Home Store over there. A set of storage containers.
Okay.
Like four different bowls and lids.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic, clip-on type, round.
Mm-hmm.
That was only like $10. And I was over there for something else, and I ended up seeing those, and I bought those too. And I get them home, and the lids were cracked already. I hadn't noticed that the lids were cracked. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, I got to take these back because they're no good.
For sure.
No good with cracked lids because they won't seal.
So you took them back.
So I took them back, and I wanted to replace them, but they didn't have the right plan. I prefer round storage as opposed to square storage.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not particular with my storage.
I am, so I was bummed because that was the last one that I picked up. So I ended up having to just get my money back.
Well, at least you got your money back. You took that. Another example, so I just got done doing the kids' bathroom, right?
Yep.
Gutting their bathroom and putting a new vanity in and new mirrors. So I'll give you an example. We took out tile. We put in luxury vinyl. So the floor was too low. I had to add a layer of subflooring.
Okay.
So I went and bought
plywood?
Plywood. So I went and bought 3 sheets of plywood. $50 a sheet now. Wood has gone way up. I don't know if you've seen the stories.
I have.
It's incredible.
Yep.
So I wanted to make sure I had enough. And mm-hmm. then once I started the project, I wouldn't have to stop in the middle and go back and get more. So I bought 3 sheets of plywood. And I used every last bit of that second piece to get
a
full third sheet. That sucker went back in the car, back down to Home Depot, got my $50 back. Now, the flip side is, When we took down the one big mirror, because we went from a single vanity to a double vanity.
Right.
Took down the one big mirror and the one light over it, put up individual mirrors, individual lights over them.
Okay.
So now I have a hole here that I have to patch.
In the middle, yeah.
So I went, and when I was at the hardware store, I got the patch. Well, I realized I didn't really need the drywall patch. I had enough what I had for just fixing nail holes or whatever. All right?
Yeah.
So I didn't really buy the drywall. I didn't really need the drywall.
The mud?
Mud and all that stuff. So I could just put a round piece of plywood or a round piece of old drywall in there
mm-hmm.
and pretty much just take the spackle that you use, fix it up. Then I had the texture, sand it down, texture, paint. So the mud I got, $5-6. Yeah, it's still sitting on my workbench. $5.
Might need it.
Might need it, might not, but the point being it's not, I don't know where the receipt is, and it's not worth taking the, putting it, getting in the car. And
so price is a big factor.
Probably price is a big factor, right?
Okay, all right.
But.
All right, well.
But I'm not hesitant.
You're not.
And if you want something returned, Bill, and you don't want to do it, I'm your guy. Give me the receipt and the thing, and I'm your guy.
If you're not happy with your item, big ticket or little ticket, take it back.
Maybe that's a new business that I could start. Like how people now have, like Shipt. People have people go grocery shop for them or mm-hmm. whatever it is, go to Target or the grocery store and get the groceries and bring it to them, and then you pay them for doing it. Maybe I could
take
start a
back.
Business where I'm the return guy. You got something that you need returned to the hardware store or whatever,
you hire me,
I take it back, I get you your money, and
nice.
There you go.
You might be onto something.
Another great idea.
Yeah, somebody will start it before the end of this podcast.
Probably so.
All right, well, again, if you don't like it, take it back. And if you want to hear more great advice like that, tune in to the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts at 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.